Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello, angels. Happy Wednesday, guys. Okay. So I think I'm getting this correctly, but Mercury is apparently in retrograde. Okay. And on my journey of self-love, I feel like there's a theme of everyone's life, like every year, right? And for me, I feel like last year it was, and a little bit of this year too, it was about like healing. And I feel like the middle to currently where we are right now, it was, or it is, about self-love. And there are so many different ways to do those things. And, you know, I have been trying my best. You know, you guys know I've been consistent with my content on YouTube. So now I feel like, I got my life together more. And you guys know I'm like super transparent on here. I don't know. It's something about podcasts that just, it just makes you feel so wanton. That's the best way that I could describe it. And I don't know. I kind of just feel like, yes, I've been super consistent with my channel. And, you know, of course, my podcast, I've always been consistent with. And I feel like what I've been focusing on is nurturing my mind, my mental health, which is normally always a priority to me. And I kind of feel like, to be honest, what has been lacking a little bit is like my fitness and stuff, which at one point I was like super on top of. And it's like when I do it, like when I push myself to do it, I love it. And I don't get down on myself anymore. I show myself love and grace. You guys know I'm reading the book, The Power, right now. And that is like, it's in a 3-book series. The first is The Secret. Then I think it's The Power. And then it's The Magic, which I actually read first. You guys know that book absolutely changed my life. And I actually know there's a fourth one that I have too called The Greatest Secret Ever. Please watch the movie The Secret on Netflix. Read the book The Magic. Seriously, you will not regret it. It's life-changing. However, I feel like, you know, so proud of myself because I feel like this is the big thing that like I always wanted to conquer. I know I have cultivated the discipline of working out and things like that. But as it pertains to what I love the most, I feel like there were so many things because it was an amalgam of different reasons of why I felt so defeated as it came to, you know, posting consistently and getting over that hump. And all I have to say is like, when you plant the seeds, meaning like you just never, the desire for what you truly want just never goes away for what you want. And I think you have to just keep planting the seeds. That's why in today's podcast, I want to talk about nurturing yourself and planting the seeds to get to where you need to be. On my journey as it pertains to, it used to feel super overwhelming, I would say. When I thought about, you know, uploading consistently, and I, at one point, my goal was just to be consistent, right? I have a little vision board on my laptop, and when I looked at it today, I just smiled to myself because I was just like, on my vision board, it said consistency, and I smiled because I was like, I did it. I finally feel like I mastered it, and I did it, and I wanted to just post, like, consistently. That's all I wanted. And now I've reached a place and it happened so fast where now I film ahead of time. So it's like, I'm posting consistently because I'm able to pre-film pretty much. And then I remember at first I was like, oh, I want to pre-film videos. And then I was like, wait, but how much do I need to post? Like there was all this like noise in my head and it all just felt so overwhelming. You ever have something you want to do? I'm sure we all do. And it's just like, you just feel like it's so overwhelming. The things that you genuinely want feel overwhelming for you. And I want this to be encouraging to you guys so that you guys know that as long as you're planting the seeds, the things that you want are possible. The things that you desire for yourself are going to happen. Don't be discouraged. You're going to feel like you're failing at times. You're going to feel frustrated. You're going to feel conflicted. Why do I want this so bad and I can't get myself to do it? I mean, the easiest thing I think everyone can relate to is fitness. I want to look like this, but I can't seem to cultivate the discipline to work out. I can't find a workout that I want to do consistently. When I find a workout that I do like, you know, and I do it for a little while, then I fall off the bandwagon, or I eat something that I shouldn't have ate, and then I feel bad about those things. And I was reading, you know, in The Power, where it basically said, you have to be happy in order to get more happiness. You can't get what you're not giving. So this puts things into perspective. What am I giving? What am I planting into my life? I made this decision a long time ago. I do not eat with negative feelings. My weight fluctuates up and down all the time, and I'm genuinely fine with it. I trust myself. I want my body to know. I trust you. I know it's not going to go super far off the deep end. I know what I'm doing. And trusting yourself is actually way harder than it sounds. Because a lot of us, we ignore our intuition. Our self-talk is very negative and things like that. And it's all very possible for us. Again, you cannot give what you are not getting. A lot of us always think, okay, when I lose this, and I'm very guilty of thinking these thoughts myself. I want you guys to know that when I lose weight, I won't have any more issues. How many of us feel like that? When I get X amount of money, I will be happy then. When I get this guy, then everything will be fine. When I do, now, you have to be that now to get that. Like, you have to really, really believe that all these things are possible for you, okay? And so I want to kind of take a dive into how to be gentle with yourself. You know, there was a couple days ago, my editor came in and flew down, and we were pre-filming videos. And what happens? Things were out of my control, and or our control, and I filmed the video already that was, you know, that went up yesterday. And for some reason, the footage deleted itself. Like, this is the first time that this has happened in pretty much a year, almost a year at least, of us working together. And the footage just disappeared when we were actually in each other's presence out of all times too. It was the strangest thing. So originally, when that video was supposed to go up, was actually last Thursday. And we thought, okay, if anything, we're just going to have to upload it late. So I'm thinking, all right, I'm probably going to either upload it later today. I'm not going to upload it another day in the week because I like Tuesdays and Thursdays. Thank you very much. Or I'll wait till the next Tuesday and I'll just upload that video. Well, the next Tuesday came and I had to film that video again for the second time. Last minute. And I just realized, like, what can I do? Even in that moment when we realized, okay, the footage was gone, we were both like, there's nothing we can do. I can try and blame something, whatever the case is, I can get upset, but it's out of my control. What is the next best thing? To pivot. I have to film again. I could easily stay stuck in those thoughts. Oh my gosh, the video is not going to be the same. Because I don't know, if you are someone that, you know, if you're a YouTuber or something like that, or maybe you have aspirations to be a YouTuber or something like that, or put it like this, whenever you do something, you know, good the first time, or you feel like it was good the first time, who wants to do it again? Who? Nobody. You know, especially as it pertains to filming content and things like that, it's like, I told a joke, or I made a reference, and it feels, you know, when you start to do it over and over again, because it's not acting, you know, it feels like it's just not authentic anymore. You know, if I made a joke that came organically to me, it doesn't feel right for me to film again and then say that same joke. It feels weird. And I can't get myself to do that. And so, yes, that is why it's so difficult to be in certain circumstances and things don't go the way that you planned. And it's so easy to stay stuck in the what happened. Why did this happen? It is so easy to stay stuck. So after that was a very, very intense, like 3 days of me shooting a bunch of content to pre-film, right? Very, very intense. Okay, fine. I'll tell you guys. It was a month's worth of content that I shot in 3 days, right? And I knew I had a little bit of anxiety coming into the week because all I'm thinking about is this is the first time that I'm shooting this amount of content in such a short time span, essentially 72 hours. And I was writing the video treatments that day. Normally, I try to separate the video treatment days, but it ended up not working for me. It was just like a very odd, like I told you guys in my last podcast where, or maybe the one before the last, where it was just odd. It was like I got caught up in the queue, didn't realize, had a very busy first 2 weeks of September. Literally thought I was going to take a break for the week. Next thing I know, I was caught up in the queue. So I had to film like on time, like the day before I was filming. Then I was having issues sending it to my editor. So he had to like be up, you know, wait to send me the footage that I could go up on time. I didn't want to make it a premiere because I was too last minute notice for you guys. And it was just like, see, things like this happen, you know? Then he came down and then that first video that had to be posted. It's not like it was another random video. Like this was a two-part series. So at first he was saying, okay, we can turn it into a podcast or da-da. And I said, no, I'm just going to refilm it because I promised you guys that I would have the part two up. And I don't want to turn it into a podcast because all he had left was the audio because we do record the audio separately as well. And it was just a whirlwind. But needless to say, when I came back home and I knew my body was still on like fight or flight. Like it was very much like on edge, still very stimulated from the workload that I've already completed by that time. And I wanted my body to know you are safe. The work is done. You're good. And even as I was doing it, it was way more pleasurable than I thought it was going to be. Like, I thought it was going to be like just, just kind of like very overwhelming because I have to get this done. And, you know, just because I knew all I'm thinking is after this is done, this means I'm finished until whatever. And then I can do all the other work I need to do with the exception of filming, right? And so this is all that was going through my head. And I realized in that moment, I was like, I made a vow to myself where I really do try my best. I always strive, okay, to be present. I don't look objectively. I focus on what I need to do right here, right now, today, this hour, this second, this minute. Because sometimes when you look objectively, or maybe a lot of the time, it gets overwhelming. If I were to obsess, which I kind of a little bit did, yeah, guilty, over, oh my gosh, I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to shoot 8 videos in these, you know, 3 days. And oh my gosh, none of the video treatments were even done. Like at the time, only one was done. And initially, like, what am I going to do? Like, how am I going to do this? It would have made it even like more like I would have had this like crazy, crazy anxiety, which is why the Monday before, because I started this on Tuesday, the Monday before this happened, boom, had a meeting with my therapist, let her know to prepare myself for the week because I already knew what it was going to be like. Then when I finished all of my intense workload, when I came home, I said, listen, this is what I'm going to do. Sleep. Sleep, 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 okay? And nurture myself. And I feel good. I feel guilt-free. I was telling one of my friends the other day, I'm like, I know that I'm genuinely giving it my all. I think before, I was so focused on knowing the fact that I knew I could be this version of myself right now. But I just couldn't get myself to go get over the hump. What are you going through right now that you just can't get yourself to get over the hump? I know what it feels like. And you're not alone. I completely get it. As long as you continue to plant the seeds, I promise you, not only will it pay off, but it's going to work for you. you can't give up. Even when it feels like you're actually giving up, you're not doing anything that pertains to the things that you want to do. But maybe you're reading about it. Maybe you're watching YouTube videos about it. Maybe you're listening to a podcast about it. You're still planting the seeds. Maybe you're even just having a thought about it daily. Okay? Where your attention goes, energy flows. Do not ever forget that. So as it pertains to being gentle with yourself, right? You need to speak kindly to yourself. And again, I always refer it back to this book. It's just so life-changing for me where it made me so much more aware of my thoughts. And to be honest, a lot of us are naturally maybe a little bit negative on autopilot, right? And at first, when you're striving to think more positively, you actually start to realize all the ways that you are thinking the opposite. And so you get nervous, like, or hypervigilant. Oh my God, I'm not thinking a happy thought. I need to shift this right now. I need to fix this. And I get it. It happens. And eventually you will find that equilibrium, that balance. Even now, I realized the power of not only that internal dialogue, but the power of changing my feelings towards something, the power of not tapping into something when I know I don't need to, and actually having boundaries and following those things up. If I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. That is it. And I keep that word to myself. That is all, and that is it. Okay? You have to learn to keep your word to yourself. You have to learn how to respect your own boundaries. If you told yourself, hey, I want to sleep in, I want to do this, do just that. Because it starts with the little things. If you can't even honor the fact that, hey, my body's tired, like even on, you know, the day that I recorded this, I was so tired. Like, and it hit me out of nowhere. I just knew. I knew by how the beginning of my day started. Mind you, the previous day, I woke up super early. I was just like on it. I felt like I had a full day by like 2 p.m. Then the following day, it was like I woke up early, but I was kind of lagging. I was dragging. And, you know, fortunately for me, I do work at home. So I have learned to shift my perspective and say, listen, my day can start at 6 p.m. if I wanted to. My day can start at 10 p.m. midnight if I wanted to. As long as I'm getting something done, whatever that is to me on my list, I'm good. Okay. So you want to speak kindly to yourself, like I said. We already have to deal with the world and the adversity and things like that that we endure. And to be resilient and strong, and we already have people that may not like us or may have, you know, opinions of us, and that may not be true. And the world is full of a bunch of projections a lot of the time, because some people, they think they're self-aware. And then there are other people that are even worse, that they genuinely, because they think that they're self-aware, they come across as a know-it-all. And a wise person knows that they know nothing. That is, I believe that to be true. That is one of the models of my life. So how are you speaking to yourself? How you have to treat yourself like somebody that you would help. And that is what really helped me too. I said to myself, okay, if I want a certain type of partner, how am I treating the things that I say that I love? Would I want another person to treat me the way that I'm treating the things that I say that I love? And I know that seems a little harsh and it seems like a lot of pressure, but it's the truth. Because you do have to show up for you, baby. You really do. If you are not going to be able to do that, then how can someone else? And I think sometimes we think all we need is just someone else to like do it for us and like show us the way and like we'll be good. But there are certain things that we do need to learn on our own. Okay. Speaking kindly to yourself, you also need to look after your body. Your mental health is everything. Your mental health is everything. if you don't have your mind, you have nothing. You can have all of the money in the world, all of the accolades in the world, but if you don't have peace, you don't have anything. If you don't have wellness in your body, your physical health, you have nothing. These things are very important, okay? Preferably having a room that has a window, going outside for a walk and just, I say, go mindless. Think about nothing. Think about what you see. Observe what you see. Take it in. Breathe it out. Just like that. And really just listen to a mindful meditation. And when you do this, you will recognize your own beauty and you'll be compassionate with yourself. You know, I even do the little affirmation thing in the mirror. Now, I tried doing this like I think a couple years ago, and I'm not gonna lie to you, like at first it feels a little weird. And I know what feels weird to me, and I literally talk to a camera. But I really do tell myself this. Like I'll look in the mirror and I'll say, like, I love you. You're so beautiful. As if I'm literally another person. Now, okay, I'm not saying just start doing this in public, obviously, but it works. These affirmations to, you know, yourself, having something to believe in. And I know at first there's so much knowledge and things like that that you want to acquire. And so it gets overwhelming. So then in getting overwhelming, it gets discouraging. And it's like, oh, there's just so much to read. There's so much to know. How am I going to do all this? Oh, gosh, I just realized I'm so like messed up because I'm doing none of these things. Like, wow, I just realized how far I am from like the person I want to be. And think about that. What is that exactly going to do for you? It's just negative talk. It's just more negativity, more negativity. And when you're on that frequency, you're going to find things that align with that negativity. It's really that simple, and it's also really that, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Sensitive. It is just that simple, and it's just that sensitive. Yes, your thoughts really do impact. Thoughts become things. What are you telling yourself? What is your internal dialogue? It's affecting you right now. You have to be gentle with yourself, okay? Also, this is important too. I got this simply from a Google search of how to be gentle with yourself. You have to learn how to have boundaries. You cannot spread yourself so thin. Like I said, honoring your boundaries is very important. If you've planned to do something, do not find yourself in positions where other people are making you feel like you're selfish because you simply cannot do something. You cannot do it, or maybe you just don't want to do it. And guess what? You're allowed to feel like that. What if you just want to sleep and someone makes you feel like you're selfish because you can't run an errand for them? Or you don't want to go to a party with them and they just don't, you know, want to go by themselves because their other friend flaked on them. Respect what it is that you want to do. Do not spread yourself thin, because people that spread themselves thin often become the people that make the posts that say, I'm done giving myself to people and I'm going to need people to start giving things back to me. That's when you fall into that category, because you've overextended yourself. You have not respected your boundaries. And now you're hypervigilant about who's using you and what you're getting in return. And you become super selfish in the way where a lot of your relationships become very transactional, because you feel like, well, I need this individual to prove to me why they should be around, because I'm so tired of giving myself to people. That is not, babe, that's no way to live. Okay. It's no way to live. Okay. You have to learn also to go with the flow of some things. Right? I really do believe, I know Esther Hicks or Abraham Hicks talks about like flowing, anything that flows upstream, you shouldn't do. Meaning, if you are met with resistance with something, okay? You need to just drop it and let it go. Anytime you're met with resistance, and that happens, that's, for lack of a better term, it's surrendering to the process, okay? I know sometimes, again, perfect example of what I gave earlier, things were out of my control, okay? I was like, oh, like I just filmed this, like I have to refilm it again, and just like, oh my gosh, this is so like annoying. This is so frustrating. And I get it. It's a very delicate process. You have to learn how to trust yourself. You have to learn how to just let things go. You have to trust that everything's going to work out the way that you want it to. You have to be okay if the outcome isn't maybe as you intended. But I promise you it's going to work out. And it seems so scary at first. It's, nobody likes what they don't know. Nobody. We all want answers, and that's why we fight so hard to get them. We want to understand. We want closure from that guy. We want them to show us the respect. But baby, if they had the respect, then you wouldn't be in this position right now. It's no wonder you're not going to get closure. Look at what they were doing. You think they want to own up to that? A lot of people don't like owning up to their mistakes. And when I tell you, if you were someone that maybe it was embarrassing, maybe you used to be someone that you didn't want to be anymore, now's your chance to start over. If you were looking for a sign, well, here it is. I was younger, and this lunch aide once said to me, the truth will set you free. And I never forgot that. And I realized that it feels so much better to tell the truth, no matter how painful, no matter how embarrassing. Just tell the truth. The truth is going to set you free. There's freedom in saying, yes, I did this, and I'm sorry. Not, I'm sorry you felt like that. That's not an apology. I'm sorry that this hurt you. That really wasn't my intention. I accept accountability for how this has affected you. I was maybe upset and I said some things I shouldn't have said. I will work on this. Don't you ever wonder what it's like to be free in that way? That is how you start to live unapologetically, making little decisions just like that. Setting yourself free and just telling the truth, that will encourage you and inspire you to always own your truth. That will also make you more intentional, because you know, okay, if I did something, then I know that I did it. And there will be times where you do things and maybe you're genuinely not sorry, and you should never say sorry if you're not sorry. That's just my personal opinion. Don't say sorry if you genuinely don't mean it. It's a waste of the word. Do not say I love you if you don't mean it. It's a waste of the word. These things have gravity. How would you feel if you found out that someone said sorry just to console you in the moment, but they didn't mean it? Wouldn't you feel like, oh, what? I would rather you have actually not said it than just said it to make me feel good, because I know you didn't mean it, right? Another way to be gentle with yourself is to do more of what you love in life. Like I said, I always say this too, or as of late, I say this. Just do what feels good. Do what feels good to you. When I came home after that crazy work week and I was up like at crazy hours in the morning, I said, I'm going to like Uber Eats. I'm not leaving this darn bed. I'm going to Uber Eats some food to myself. I'm going to kind of take myself out to eat, but not leaving my house. So I Uber Eats food, and it was an expensive meal that I bought myself, okay? And I ate all of it, babe, and I loved every minute of it, and I do not regret it literally at all. It was so good. In fact, I ordered it again the next day. Not so much food, but like the main meal that I really liked, I ordered again. And I kind of ordered it again today. Full transparency. So the point that I'm making is that you just need to do what you love, right? Let's say you want to get into fitness. Who says you have to go on the treadmill for like a million hours to lose weight? I was determined. I know my mom, she used to like always be like, oh, why don't you do the treadmill to work out and stuff? And I always hated the treadmill. She liked to do the treadmill. I hate the treadmill. So when I first ever lost weight, I was determined to lose weight without getting on the treadmill because I wanted to show my mom, like, you don't have to do the treadmill to lose weight. And so I got into cycling, which I still do love. And so my point is there are other ways to do things. You can dance that, you know, weight off. Okay. You can cycle. And I've learned this, Angels. I love classes like SoulCycle. I recently have discovered, I mean, it's not the first time that I've heard of it, but I've recently discovered Barry's Bootcamp. I do not go. I have not gone yet myself, but I noticed a similarity in these types of classes where it's dark in the room, not pitch black, but it's dark to make you feel comfortable. You're not focused on your appearance. And that's why I believe these programs, although they are very pricey, they are effective. Because when you go and these people are motivating you, at least I'm speaking from my experience in SoulCycle, these people are motivating you. They're speaking life into you. They're making you feel so good. They're like acknowledging the fact that you showed up and you're not worried about your appearance. Because one, you can't even really see yourself. Okay. And you're just having fun and you're just there because you're proud that your body is able to even do this and you're just showing up. That's important, right? Acknowledging the fact that, hey, I showed up. I'm proud of myself. Write that down. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. When I write down my affirmations, and I try to do this every day, but sometimes it gets overwhelming, to be honest, if you have a long list of things you need to get done. Like I have my morning checklist and I have like the five affirmations, my focus, my morning plan, other notes I want to write. And there was a day like today where I was just like, I skipped it. And I'll do it again. I'll do it tomorrow. It's okay. It's okay. It's your life. You make the rules. And when you think about your feelings and how you can just shift them, it puts you in the driver's seat. You have way more control than you actually think, Angel. Way, way, way more control. And what you're doing right here, right now, showing up is you are planting the seeds. You want to get better. You want to do better. You want to show up as your higher self. You want to see what that girl looks like. That girl, first of all, that girl listens to this podcast. That girl nurtures her mind. That girl respects her boundaries. That girl doesn't spread herself thin. That girl does not, you know, try and, you know, fight against things when she's met with so much resistance. That girl does more of what she loves in life. That girl knows how to receive a compliment. That girl speaks kindly to herself. That girl looks after her body. That girl has compassion for herself, for others. You are that girl. That is you. I hope that this resonated with you, Angels. I hope that this was encouraging and kind of like a little hug. And that is all for this week, Angels. I have another video that's coming out tomorrow. You're going to love it. Okay. And I finally changed my hair. Yes. So I'm still blonde and I'm just loving the way that I'm looking right now. So be sure to check that out. If not, whenever you can, check it out. Also, I posted a video on Tuesday, which was yesterday, so you can check that out as well. And do not forget that I love you and God loves you, and I will speak to you, Angels, next week. Mwah. And actually, I will see you tomorrow. Mwah.